1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, let's get to the phone tap. And today, we call a woman who recently finalized her divorce from her ex-husband.
Oh, that's, it's always a good time to tease somebody. Jokes, you know?
Apparently, she's relieved because it's been a long process. And while she thinks everything's been handled and taken care of, there is one other very important matter that still needs to be addressed. Because of all she's gone through, her best friend still needs to prank her. To put her in a good mood and to finally close out the past chapter of her life.
Now that is a true friend.
I know it is. That's how BFFs work.
And she's asked for Brooke's help in doing it. You'll hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, is this Margaret?
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, Margaret. My name is Lily Johansson. I'm an attorney at the law firm of Johansson, Jackson, Johansson, and Rodriguez.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
Well, first of all, let me say I'm very sorry about your divorce. I've been through three, and they never get easier.
Okay, but mine's finalized. We finalized a few months ago.
Yes.
So we're done.
I understand that your divorce is finalized.
Yeah, everything's been amicable between Derek and me. We're good.
Oh, Derek's your ex-husband.
Well, yeah. I mean, you work for the law firm, so what's going on? I'm very confused. What's going on?
I'm not calling on behalf of your ex-husband. I'm calling on behalf of Leah.
Who is Leah?
You should know, because she was at your wedding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Derek worked with someone who knew her, and so we invited her to the wedding. I mean, she's an acquaintance.
Now Leah is a client. She's our client, and I'm calling on her behalf.
Okay.
Her and her date gave you and Derek a pretzel maker as a wedding gift, and now she wants it back.
What? I barely remember that.
I don't know why you think this is funny, because I'm talking about the Smart Planet SPM2, Super Pretzel Soft Pretzel Maker. It was purchased 2 years ago for $49.99. And let me tell you, she did keep the receipt.
Sorry, but let me get this straight. She hired a lawyer for a $49 pretzel maker?
Ma'am, Miss believes, and I say this with all sensitivity, that since the marriage only lasted 21 months, that she deserves to get the pretzel maker back.
Okay. Well, I don't have the friggin' pretzel maker. I don't have it.
I bet.
Or it's in storage from the divorce.
Oh,
you know?
Things are coming back to you. That's good. So you need to go get that. Because I just got off the phone with her, and I don't think she wants to back down from this. I mean, I would just send her the pretzel maker.
Okay, well, she can feel that way all she wants. I kind of think she needs to get a life. But I have a question for you, ma'am. How do you sleep at night taking money from people who have really lost their way?
It's hard to sleep when there's known criminals in the world like you.
Oh, I'm a criminal for accepting a gift? Okay, you know what I'd like to gift her? I'd like to gift her a giant vibrator. Maybe then she can loosen up.
Okay. Yeah, obviously you're not taking this seriously. But there is a good chance this could go to trial, and we have already deposed your friend, Charlotte.
Wait, what? What?
Charlotte, she attended the wedding. Am I right? I mean,
yeah, I know
if I'm not mistaken, she's your close friend.
I know who my best friend is. Okay, you know what? You're deposing her? She doesn't want to be deposed.
She has actually been very helpful. She even gave us your number to prank call you.
Wait, what?
Oh, still laughing, I see. Yeah, this is actually Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God.
Charlotte said you were going through a hard time. She wanted to have some fun with you.
This is like the best therapy.
Well, she thought this may make you laugh, which apparently it did.
At first it did, but then I was like, holy shit.
You still have the pretzel maker then, don't you? You were playing dumb. I knew it.
Oh, my God. I really don't know what I did with that pretzel maker.
Tell that to the judge.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.